Good morning, everyone. I'm Ernie Hodges. I'm going to be giving you an update on our missionaries in Bolivia, Placido and Tony Mercado. Those of you who have followed them for years probably recall them being in the city of Santa Cruz for many years, and then approximately 2 to 3 years ago, they moved about 300 kilometers to the east to the town of San Jose de Chiquitos. They've had a lot of variability in their ministry. Their last missionary update, you may recall, was the letter in which they indicated that they had left South America Mission and they were with a new group known as Helps Ministries, which is actually out of Asheville, North Carolina. And I will be giving some information on that organization later for those that are interested in any support to them or being part of their prayer ministry. The most recent update that I received last month indicated that Placido had to borrow an ambulance to transport someone from San Jose into Santa Cruz. And when he came back, they found out that the city had all the entrances had been blocked and the government had closed the hospital because they were afraid people would come to the hospital with COVID and spread COVID. And that the only way that he could enter the city is if he would be quarantined for 2 weeks at the police station. So that led to a different plan. They now are located about halfway between Santa Cruz and San Jose, and actually the Trans World Radio broadcast facility where they're actually staying. Also, they have been able to rent space there to have set up clinics. And over the past month, and the update I just received yesterday from Beverly Smith, who's missionaries with them for years in Bolivia, over the past month, they've been able to see 300 patients there, including three that were actually expectant mothers who delivered. They've had about three broken hips that have come through, and they even had one COVID patient with an oxygen saturation of 33%, which if you know anything about medicine, that means that person was really in need of being on a ventilator, but they had no ventilator there, and the patient did survive, so that's exciting news there. What their goal in, at this time is to continue to see patients there, which has actually worked out very well because this puts them about halfway in between the two main communities that they work with, which are the IRA and Chiquitano Indians and also Mennonites of German descent that are there in Bolivia. And so they're having great opportunities to minister. Tony is in need of an ultrasound machine and for the expectant mothers. Also, they would be under a great benefit if they could get an oxygen saturation machine as well. And so they're looking to have that added as to the equipment that they have. As I mentioned, if you're interested in getting further information on the Mercados, you can follow them through www.helpsministries.org and then slash Rapha, that's RAPHA.org, Rapha.org. If you want to be on their prayer list, simply email Rapha Bolivia, RAPHABOLIVIA, @gmail.com, and you can get on their prayer list for more current updates. There will also be another update coming out probably in this next week through those web addresses that I just gave. So again, it's exciting to hear from the Mercados once again, and I'm glad I could give you an update. One additional item is I had mentioned earlier how Placido had to borrow an ambulance. He now has had opportunity to purchase an ambulance due to some funds that were recently given. And so they now are able to take the ambulance if they have to transport anyone to the main city. And it's one of the few vehicles that can get through the roadblocks at the various borders and things in the country. So this has been a great blessing. So this, if you've heard about the need for an ambulance, that's already been met, but still there's still the need for the ultrasound machine and the oxygen concentrator as well. Thank you.